Tonight, the Philadelphia Film Festival will screen a new documentary about MOVE, the radical group that was firebombed by the Philadelphia police in 1985, an act which destroyed an entire city block and killed 11 people, including 5 children. But the film, 40 Years a Prisoner, never mentions that infamous incident. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the film is a prequel to the bombing.
To tell the story of the destructive relationship between MOVE and the Philadelphia police, you have to go back to 1977, when then-Mayor Frank Rizzo got a court order to force members of MOVE out of their house in Powelton Village. That set in motion a series of escalating hostilities that resulted in a shootout. One officer was killed. 9 members of MOVE were then convicted of murder in a trial some say was flawed. Filmmaker Tommy Oliver grew up in Philadelphia. He now lives in Los Angeles. And he tried to tell the story from all perspectives of the time, including members of MOVE, attorneys, journalists, and police on the front line.
Context matters so much. And that was one of the things that took us so much time to unpack. There were a lot of stakeholders. There were a lot of people. There was a lot of tension trying to pinpoint what happened so that it wasn't just a shootout for the sake of a shootout.
The film moves between archival footage shot in the 1970s and contemporary footage of Mike Africa Jr., the son of convicted MOVE members. He was born in prison. His parents were released just 2 years ago. 40 Years a Prisoner gets its title from Africa, who spent all of his adult life trying to find justice for his parents. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.